The Online Arbitrage Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. I hope you're doing well. And what a pleasure it is to be presenting yet another session. I hope you've been enjoying the interview sessions that I've been uploading recently. So because I've been uploading those, it's been a couple of episodes since I've actually come on and done one of these. So I'm really happy to get back into it. And as I say, I hope you've been enjoying the interview shows that I've been uploading recently. It's all part of my Amazon Seller Journey series, which is on the BuyBot Pro YouTube channel. So if you want to watch those interviews as opposed to just listening, then you can access it via the YouTube. But yeah, any that I upload there, I will tend to upload to the Online Arbitrage Podcast as well. So I believe now we are up to date with all of the guests I've had on so far. So I've had a total of 8 or 9 at this point. And there will be plenty more to come. It's an ongoing series. There's no end date to it. So it's just as and when I can get these sellers to come on and chat to me. So these are sellers that you'd recognize from places like TikTok and YouTube and so forth. So yeah, that's basically the deal with that. But as I say, it's great to be back doing another session with you. And I thought, what a better way, there's no better way to get back into this than to basically go over something that hopefully will really help you out if you are looking to get into Amazon, or if you're relatively new to it. Even if you've been doing it for a little while, maybe this will help you anyway. So we're going to talk about 3 beginner mistakes, and basically making you aware of this will help you avoid them. There's all manner of beginner mistakes. Obviously, you're learning, you're getting into it and so forth. So there's a learning process, and it's no, as long as it's not going to completely shut down your business, then honestly, mistakes aren't as big a deal as you, you know, might think them to be. It might feel like you're failing or that Amazon isn't for you, but trust me, even years down the line, you know, 5, 6, 7 figure Amazon sellers will still have days where they just aren't as great as other days. So they'll have good days, bad days, everything in between. And bad days, just, they don't mean that you're failing. They don't mean that Amazon is not for you. It just means that you've had a not so great day, but you'll have a lot of better days to come. So here are 3 mistakes, and in no particular order, we're going to start with this one. So when you are looking for products to sell on Amazon, don't have shiny object syndrome. So that basically means don't go for literally anything and everything that makes even a little bit of profit. You have to be very thorough with your analysis. Deal analysis is just as important as your sourcing. Okay, so think about what types of products that you want to sell. And it's important, especially when you're getting started, that you put the work in to find those golden products that do consistently well and make a good profit. Now, I know that's easier said than done, but trust me, you put the work in, you find that set of golden products, and they will be the gifts that keep on giving. Make sure that you're taking into account everything, like all of the costs as well, because there's obviously more costs to consider than just the buy price of the item itself. There's FBA fees, there's potential prep fees, shipping costs, and all sorts. So make sure that you do a thorough analysis. And also, even if something does work out well for, I don't know, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, a couple of years, whenever you come to replenish, always do a quick reanalysis, because things can change very quickly. And it's important that we don't get caught out by any changes, right? So if all of a sudden brands lock down the item, there's IP issues, you know, don't sell it. Don't sell it. Simply because it's a one-way ticket to Suspension City. You know, things might change drastically. It might be that season for that product has just come to an end. So it's just not viable anymore. So basically, make sure that you do a thorough deal analysis, and you will be able to make much more confident buying decisions that way. Number 2. Make sure that you read Amazon's terms and conditions. Now, this might sound really basic, and you might be thinking, oh, because terms and conditions are generally that big, long bit of text on most things whereby we just scroll to the bottom and go, yeah, I agree, without having actually read it. But it's important that we do this for Amazon, simply because it helps keep us out of trouble. And it's important because if something happens, you know, something that could have been very easily avoidable just by reading a couple of rules, you know, we'll be kicking ourselves because we don't want to put our business, we don't want to put our ability to make money on the line. So read the terms and conditions, make sure that you are aware of Amazon's policies and make sure that you're in the loop. So if anything does change or if they add anything new, you're aware of those changes as well, so you don't get caught out. It's things like, you know, you can request feedback from a customer, but you can't request them to leave you positive feedback. Like, you can say, hey, you know, please may you leave some feedback, but you can't go, hey, please may I have positive feedback, things like that. Obviously, all of the things that I mentioned in previous podcasts to help protect you from suspensions. And I mean, it's very hard to do anyway, but trying to sell things like guns, don't do that. Trying to sell counterfeit goods, if you're basically false advertising, so if you're listing something as like new and it's actually just acceptable, then, you know, just be truthful, be honest. It's Amazon's platform. They have to have these rules. It keeps the entire thing a pleasant experience and it stops it all from crumbling apart and Amazon getting a bad reputation. It doesn't get as big as it is now for absolutely no reason. So it's important just to make sure that you have read upon everything, you're aware of what you can do, what you can't do. And it's sometimes these little things that can catch us out and we just don't want to be in that spot whereby we are just kicking ourselves. So have a read upon them, make sure that you are aware of any changes. So get in touch with Facebook groups, Discord groups, anywhere else where there's a community of like-minded Amazon sellers, and genuinely news and stuff will be posted in those sorts of groups in case you were to miss it elsewhere. So yeah, make sure that you read up on those terms and conditions. And the last thing that I wanted to talk about was, don't feel like you need to have a paid for course for absolutely everything you need to do in Amazon. The great thing about Amazon is that pretty much anyone can do it. Okay, you don't need to have a mind-blowingly big budget to get started with it. You need enough for your Seller Central account. You need enough for like general costs and then basically a product budget. And you can get, I tend to recommend, you know, starting with somewhere, you know, between sort of like £100 and £350 is a good benchmark to use when you are just getting started. And the more obviously you can put into your budget, the better, because it just allows for more flexibility with your purchasing decisions. So you can afford to get like a larger quantity, you can afford to get a wider variety of items and things like that. So yeah, obviously it's something that anyone can get into, right? And what really grinds my gears is anyone out there that basically claims that you need, you know, to go for this course that you need to pay for and this course that you need to pay for to do this and this. Amazon is not restricted by all of these gates. Literally, there's loads of free resources out there. I mean, you're listening to one right now. The Online Arbitrage Podcast has been going for a couple of years and it will continue to go. And it's all free, provided you have access to Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Then you're all good. There's also the Retail Arbitrage Podcast. I've just finished the second season of my limited time podcast shows, which basically helps build a ground knowledge of getting started with Amazon. So there's the Amazon Arbitrage FBA podcast, the Amazon Repricer podcast, and the Wholesale on Amazon podcast. Between those three podcasts, it will set you up with a great ground knowledge to help you get the ball rolling. Yeah, I wasn't expecting to do a second season for any of those, but from the statistics that I saw, you know, and how many people they are basically helping, I thought, you know what, let's do a second season to like thoroughly expand on the knowledge that we learned in the first season and go even deeper into some similar topics to do with the foundations of the podcast itself. So yeah, there's all of the podcasts. Obviously, you've got all of our YouTube channels, BuyBot Pro, Profit Protector Pro, Securify, and so forth. There's obviously tips about the software, but then also general Amazon tips as well. There's the Arbiversity course, www.arbiversity.com, which is a free 7-day online arbitrage course. There's loads of free help resources just provided by us alone. I mean, look at TikTok, look at YouTube. There's loads of articles online. There's all manner of different resources that are completely free. And the only time I'd say go for a paid for course is if you want that fast track way of learning. Courses often fill in gaps that you might find when you're trying to do some research into a certain topic to do with Amazon, and you're pulling bits from here, there, and everywhere. Sometimes that means that there's a couple of gaps, and within that information and, you know, just things that would help glue all of the knowledge together. And that's what A Course Can Help You With. It's a fast track where you can get super in depth with topics. Good courses will come from people that have been selling on Amazon for a while. They've got good experience. They've been through X, Y, and Z, so they know exactly what they're talking about. Often, good course mentors will basically have a website behind them. They'll have a TikTok or YouTube channel. Just something whereby it acts as a portfolio for everything they do. You know, you might be following someone on TikTok and go, you know what, they give really great tips. I'm sure if I was to do an in-depth course, it would really help my knowledge. In which case, then, courses are great. But you don't necessarily need a paid-for course for absolutely anything and everything you want to do within Amazon. It's only if you feel you need that help, you want that fast-track way to learn, you want to go really in-depth, and you kind of want that mentoring experience, obviously without the actual like one-to-one, which is essentially what a course is. So yeah, don't let anyone tell you that there's these gates in the way and it's like a pay to play. No, that's not the case. There's lots of great free resources out there. And yeah, just don't let anyone make you feel like that. Those are three beginner mistakes. Hopefully this helps you avoid them. Thank you so much for listening and I'll catch you next time.
The Online Arbitrage Podcast.